News release. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, and Michigan State Police, MSP, are reminding Michigan families about the availability of free gun locks at MDHHS county offices and some local health departments as the state recognizes the one-year anniversary of Michigan's secure storage law going into effect. More than 56,800 free gun locks have been distributed during that time. Public Act 17 of 2023 requires individuals to keep stored or unattended firearms unloaded and locked with a locking device or stored in a locked box or container if it is reasonably known that a minor is likely to be present on the premises. The law took effect February 13, 2024. In the past year, MSP used $500,000 in state funding appropriated in the FY24 MSP budget to purchase thousands of cable-style gun locks from Project Child Safe. Those locks have been available for free at MDHHS county offices and some local health departments since last summer. Everyone in Michigan deserves to feel safe, whether they're at home, work, school, or out in the community, said Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist too. Governor Whitmer and I are proud of our work to address the root causes of gun violence through community violence intervention programs and historic legislation. I applaud the work that's been done to provide free gun locks at MDHHS county offices and local health departments. They'll help more Michiganders securely store their guns and save lives. Let's keep working together to reduce gun violence, keep families and kids safe. Ensuring Michigan families have the tools to safely store firearms is critical to protecting children and family members from firearm violence, said Elizabeth Hurdle, MDHHS director. Free gun locks are still available at our local offices, and we will continue to remind residents of this vital resource as long as supplies last. Safe firearm storage saves lives, and we urge all Michigan residents to take this important step to protect their loved ones. In 2020, firearm injuries became the number one cause of death for children in the United States, surpassing motor vehicle deaths and those caused by other injuries. This is also true among Michigan children and adolescents between 1 to 19 years of age. About 1,500 Michigan residents die each year due to firearm injuries, while another 2,900 suffer serious non-fatal firearm injuries. Gun owners play an important role in helping to prevent firearm injuries and death by ensuring minors don't have access to firearms, said Colonel James F. Grady II, director of the MSP. The solution is simple: obtain and use a gun lock. Even though we have distributed tens of thousands of free gun locks in the last year, we continue to urge all gun owners to obtain a lock and safely secure firearms. Michigan's secure storage law was passed to help protect Michigan families, particularly children, from the tragedies of gun violence and unintentional firearm injuries. MDHHS has worked over the last year to inform the public about the law and highlight the availability of free gun locks in an effort to save lives from gun violence and accidental firearm injuries. To obtain a free cable gun lock, residents can visit a local MDHHS office to request one or check with their local health department, some of which also have gun locks available. MDHHS staff who make home visits can access gun locks if a client has a need or requests one. Free gun locks can additionally be obtained through Project Child Safe Police partners across the state. Gun lock installation instructions are included within the product's packaging and available on the Project Child Safe website. To learn more about Michigan's secure storage law, visit michigan.gov/secure-storage-law.